seems that the Department of Defense treats them, whether they're Boeing or a little company out in the middle of Nebraska, as the same as they're going through contracting and auditing and things like that. So we determined that small businesses are critical innovators and essential to developing the technologies we need today, and that they face considerable contracting and regulatory challenges. And when you have an acquisition culture that's risk adverse, it really negatively affects these smaller businesses because they don't want to take a chance with somebody that they're not sure of their size if they can do the work. So it makes it very difficult for them. And navigating the defense acquisition process is extremely difficult for these smaller and medium-sized businesses. And we need to make some changes to make sure that we have these small businesses that are still out there, still robust, because not only is it important to the Department of Defense itself, but the large primes rely on them to complete a lot of these contracts that they get involved in and they win. So small business is critical, and you know, that's the thing we determined going through this process.
Small business is something that DOD has focused a lot on over the last 15 years. They've been one of the few agencies that have met, for instance, the small disadvantaged business goals. They've come short on the small business goals more broadly. What were some of the recommendations of how to make it easier for small businesses that the panel came up with?
I think the Department of Defense has said they're paying attention and doing more to help small business, but in many cases they're not, because as I mentioned earlier, some of the hurdles and challenges that they face. So as we went through this process, some of the major initiatives coming out of this report are the need to develop a long-term strategy for maintaining a robust defense industrial base, and that includes these smaller and medium-sized businesses. Also, the Department of Defense small business procurement goals that, as you mentioned, haven't been met. But what we intend to do is to make sure there's focus on that, and including in some of these how senior executives are paid on their performance. It includes a metric in there about how they've worked with small business and meeting those goals that have been set out. Also, maintaining and improving the capabilities of the acquisition workforce is critical. As I said, there's over at the Pentagon, there's a very risk-averse culture over there in the acquisition community, and we've got to figure out ways how to encourage them to take risks, because that's when you have some risk out there, you get greater reward. We're not achieving an effective return on investment for our defense research initiatives. A lot of these research projects, either they die, or when they do come out, we don't take them and get them into the commercial world, which would help us incredibly driving down the cost of what to produce these products when you can go out into the commercial world and modify them for the commercial world. But again, the return on investment would be much better if we were able to do those things. So that's the major initiatives that we're going to put forth and try to move into the NDAA.
I want to move back on one of the things you talked about, risk, getting the acquisition workforce to be less risk averse. Part of the issue, and I think it's twofold. Number one is if you hire the big guys, the contracting officer can go, well, you know, I hired the best. They failed. Sorry. But if you hire a small one, they get blamed. Why'd you go after the small one? And let's be honest here. One of the people that does the blaming is the Congress. They point the finger, and nobody wants to be called up before your committee or several of the other committees and be read the Riot Act about why their contract failed. So part of this risk aversion has got to be come from Congress to say, listen, we have your back if you take an appropriate risk.
You're absolutely 100% correct, and the Congress causes some of this, or a lot of this problem in some cases, because we do. We call up the people, then you know they bought the hammer, the $500 hammer. Well, there's a reason that hammer costs $500. It's because they only produce two of them, and they're very special. And then of course Congress complains and criticizes, but we really have to, starting from Congress, push out to the Department of Defense and the people that work over there that we are willing to see you take some risk and willing to see you fail, because we got to be able to compare the great successes when we did take risks versus the failures when we take risk. I don't think there's any way around us getting the best, most innovative, high-tech solutions that our warfighters need, but you're absolutely right. It's got to start in Congress, and as we push this through, it's going to be one of my jobs is to be talking about this to the members, and if something happens, I've got to be willing to step up and say, hold a second, we're not going to get the best solutions unless we do take some risk and do see some failures, and as well as, you know, making sure we're pushing back on the media, because the media loves to put out there that, you know, they pay $500 for a hammer, and of course they forgot to tell that it was a very specialized hammer and they only made two of them.
And the other things you talked about in terms of the recommendations was to the senior executives and how they're paid, and the metric to say, okay, how are you meeting small business? What kind of ideas around that? Because I think that's something that has been floated around before.
We've got to figure out a metric that makes sense. And different senior executives, I mean, it makes sense a different way. How many contracts the small business was able to earn, or Have they been able to exceed, you know, the goals? Again, I can't give you a specific metric, but I do know we've got to put that in there so that they know it's a priority to do business with small business.
Talk a little bit about the report, what comes next. You talked about some of the things may go in the defense authorization bill.
Yes. We're going to propose to put in there very specific, and I gave you the major points, but there'll be other smaller and those around that as major points, trying to get them into the bill. But I think, you know, getting them into the bill is obviously an important goal of the panel, producing concrete legislative language to put in there, which we've done. But I also think, and after we pass the NDA, I'm going to go back to the chairman. I don't want to speak for any of my colleagues, but I think there's a majority of us, if not all of us, agree this panel needs to continue on. We're not going to solve the problems just by this 6 months and what we're putting in here, but it's a start. I think when I look back at it, took Goldwater Nichols 4 years before they were able to change the mindset over there at the Pentagon and become very joint, operate in jointness. But this is something I think is going to take a number of years. Some panel committed to continue to push on Pentagon to change its ways. Again, these problems weren't created in the 6 months, and we're not going to solve all of them in 6 months.
What other types of issues, whether from a contracting standpoint or a small business standpoint, do you foresee looking at over the next, you know, 3-6 months?
I think we're going to have to dive back in and continue to dissect and find out the different ways that we can improve. One of the things that I push for very hard, and we have in the report and we're going to hopefully put into language, is to have a study done. Are there ways for SROs, these are the self-regulating organizations, and there's a number of them out there today that are already in play, whether it's the Red Cross or FINRA, which oversees and regulates the broker and the stockbroker, the folks on Wall Street, what they do. But they have an oversight from them, comes from the SEC. These SROs are self-funded by the industry, and they know the industry well. They're an outside group. They can do these things, we believe, in a much more efficient, cost-effective way, and also with the knowledge of the industry much deeper than you would get from folks over working inside the Pentagon. So that's something that, you know, we may look at as we see the study come forward and continue to figure out how these SROs operate, and is it a model for DOD?